This episode is brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital. Your path to financial freedom and stability through multifamily syndications begins with Premier Ridge Capital. Visit our website at www.premierridgecapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and get your free ebook today. Learn the secrets of multifamily investing and how Premier Ridge Capital can be your partner in achieving financial peace of mind. Find out why Putin thinks the U.S. is shooting itself in the foot, investors are racing to lock in high yields, and President Biden wants to help young people become homeowners. These are the top three headlines in this week's Weekly Business Brief. First up, Russia trying to get fewer countries to use the U.S. dollar, claiming that the U.S. is making the U.S. dollar weaker by using it as a punishment on other countries. Russia thinks this makes the U.S. less powerful in the world and wants to create a system for countries that are part of BRICS group to trade with each other without using U.S. dollars. Other countries are also starting to use currencies other than the U.S. dollar. The amount of the world's money that is stored in U.S. dollar has gone down 6% since 2016, but the U.S. dollar is still the most popular currency that countries store money in, at 59% in 2023. Hey, Mr. Putin and a lot of these Russian leaders really would like to level the playing field for themselves and the country. However, there's a big however. We are still seeing this country as the number one place that immigrants flock to. If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't have this border issue that we have right now. Why are people still wanting to come to this country? Maybe it's because the dollar still has power, but it's not just the dollar, but it's the freedoms that this country represents. And people want the opportunity to live in a capitalist society where you can make your own way. Next up, imagine you see a sale at your favorite store and everything is marked way down, but you know the sale ends soon. That's kind of what's happening with corporate bonds right now. Investors are rushing to buy them up because they're offering really high interest rates, but they know these rates might not last forever. They're worried interest rates will go down in the future, so they're locking in these high rates while they can. They are mainly focusing on safe investment-grade corporate bonds rather than riskier ones. This is because they're looking for a safe haven for their money, especially with Mr. Jay Powell stating that they plan to stay on track and lowering interest rates 2 to 3 times this year in 2024. However, we'll have to see about that. I think that it is a good thing that they will raise rates. Some don't think it is, but I think it's a good thing. And this week on Biden Watch, buying a house these days is like trying to get a good apartment in your favorite city. It's super expensive and there's just aren't many available. President Biden feels your pain and wants to make it easier for young folks to become homeowners. His plan includes a tax credit of $10,000 for first-time homebuyers. This is basically like getting a $10,000 discount on your first house. That's a big deal when you're trying to save up for a down payment. A tax credit for people selling their starter home. This could help up free more houses on the market for first-time homebuyers. Imagine it as a musical chair game, but for houses. 3. Tax credits for developers of low-income housing. This would encourage builders to construct more affordable homes, which would make the market more chill for everyone. 4. A crackdown on big landlords who are jacking up rents, and this would mean more money in your pocket each month, and that frees up cash for other things. I just wonder what a crackdown means on big landlords that are jacking up more rents. We need to look into this proposal a little deeper and see what it actually means, because again, unfortunately, it's the big landlords that circulate a lot of the economic, a lot of the money flow in a lot of counties and a lot of areas. Some people are concerned that the tax credit for first-time homebuyers will just make house prices go up even more because there will be more people looking to buy. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But hopefully, with more affordable housing options out there, it will be easier to find a place to live that won't break the bank. So this all sounds really good in theory, and every action has a reaction, right? And every cause has an effect. We have to see and we have to weigh this out as to what this cause, what effect this cause will have, right? This has been your weekly business brief. I'll see you guys next week. Peace. And that wraps up another episode of Wealthy AF, brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital, where multifamily real estate syndications meet premier success. Your future starts here. Visit us at premierridgecapital.com for more details.